Welcome to a special edition of the Big Pod Machine, the Reds podcast hosted by Inquirer columnist Jason Williams and me, Gordon Wittenmeyer, Reds beat writer for the Inquirer. As we get ready to start what promises to be one of the most intriguing, if not exciting, Reds seasons in years, we also recognize a watershed moment for the franchise. The first time in 22 years, Joey Votto hasn't been part of the organization. The first time in 17, he hasn't been part of the big league club. When he signed with his hometown Toronto Blue Jays over the weekend, we made sure to be there, and I caught up with him maybe an hour or so after he was done with his team physical Saturday. He was already working out on a small agility field behind the Jays clubhouse, looking energetic and in shape and very strange in a Blue Jays cap and blue hoodie. About 2 hours later, he finished his work, and then we sat down to talk about his long, uncertain process in free agency this winter, the decision to take a minor league non-roster deal with the Blue Jays that'll pay $2 million plus incentives if he makes the roster, and to talk about where he left it with the Reds. Here is that conversation with only a few light edits. You hadn't gone through free agency before, and so your expectations had to be kind of limited anyway, but what was that like to go through? So many players have had kind of bad experiences this year. But what was it like for you?
I enjoyed it. For so much of my adult life, I've known where I was going to be. Everything was guaranteed. I was in control of everything. Everything was familiar. And so put in a position where, and this is more about maturity, character, individual growth. How did I do as an individual when I was in limbo? How did I do when I didn't know what was next, when I was out of control, when I wasn't in a position of power? And at times I struggled with it. I felt a little lost. I felt like I wanted things to get solved quicker than they were getting solved. I felt distracted. At times I felt stressed. But I'm sharing the downside. The majority, the vast majority of it was growth, learning about myself and the things I need to change, and excitement, a reminder of how much I love the effort to perform well, the experience of being a teammate, the experience of making friends and building forever bonds with people, and how much I love being a major league player, and also how hard it is to maintain that. And when I signed as an 18-year-old, I wanted to play as well as I possibly could and to make it to the major leagues. And once you're in the major leagues, I think sometimes you can take that for granted, or you can forget how much work you put in and how hard it was to get there. And this free agent experience was a reminder. And the last few years, at times in Cincinnati, was another reminder, just like how hard it is to perform at this level. So
going through the rehab and
but I'm grateful for the free agent experience, and I'm thankful that a team was willing to sign me and give me a chance. And more than anything, this is an exciting team for me. I live close to the stadium. My family lives close to the stadium. We grew up as Blue Jays fans. I've got a picture that has me in a bib that says, "My little Blue Jay" or something like that. I'll share it at some point on social media, but I'm excited about it.
You said you learned some things you had to change about yourself?
Yeah, just where your priorities lie. Very quickly, the infrastructure of a lot of the parts of my life, because I spent a good deal of my time in Cincinnati, I had my annual routine, I dictated whether or not I stayed or left, not that I wanted to leave, but you know, I'm the one that had the no trade clause sort of thing. I built the same relationships, I had consistent relationships with staff and with teammates and with people in the community. And then all of a sudden that gets taken away because of work. And adults deal with that all the time. That's a natural progression of being an adult. Transitions in careers and locations and what have you. And I think that it made me realize how important my family is and how important my friend group is, how important making sure that I'm taking care of myself and thinking to the future, what do I want to do next? What do I want to do now? And so it challenged me to do a lot of introspection, but when it all came down to it, all I wanted to do was put on a major league uniform and more importantly, compete. I want to see if I can still do it. Mm-hmm. I want to know whether or not the last couple years were a byproduct of health or whether or not it was the natural trajectory of a major league career. And this is my opportunity to test to get answers to those questions.
Watching you play last year, you came out of the gate real strong off the IL in terms of power hitting. But I thought the last week or two, it looked like some of the peripherals were improving, like the strikeouts to walks and the bats. I thought the eye test was telling me that it looked like you almost ran out of season. Like maybe you were starting to find something. Am I seeing that wrong?
I can say that I know I needed the off season to rehab and continue to strength train. I know I needed that. The difference that I feel now relative to when I returned last year and when I left the season last year is stark. And it's a difficult game to be at less than 100% and to compete. And I'll leave it at that.
How strange was it to put on a different uniform today? I mean, even though it was
not at all. This is a major league uniform. Not at all. This is a major league uniform. I know where I wanted to finish my career, but that wasn't in my hands. So I want to play in the major leagues to finish my career. This is, and I'm going to say this. I want to be I want to be a winning player. I want to be a championship caliber player. I want to be one of the guys. I want to fit in. I want to help my teammates. I want to do all of these things. But I think if you were to ask any major league player, it's their career. It's not an organization's career. Mm-hmm. It's their career. I want to decide when I'm done. That's it. This has given me the opportunity to do that. It's a relationship between me and the game. And if the game tells me I'm done, I bow out. And if I say I'm done, I get that answer also.
Where'd you leave it with the Reds? What was that like right at the end? Was there conversations about any window of opportunity there?
The press release was about it. I got the same information as the fans did.
Okay. They said that you guys had conversations through the season all the way up to the...
Through the season, in what way?
Just like checking in. I assume they meant like looking ahead at a decision that was coming up, where you were at, where they were at, both physically, and then after you came back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have a conversation with the team about when I'm going to return from rehab or if I need to go on IL. Those are standard.
You know, no, I thought it was in the context of future.
Of future?
There was nothing like that.
The conversation that Nick and I had over the phone was him talking to me, basically informing me in the exact same way he informed the fans. No different. Exactly what he said in the press release is exactly what he said to me.
What was that in the moment to deal with?
There was a part of me that was scared because it becomes uncharted waters for me. It's intimidating because I'd never, as an adult, been by myself. I was always tied to an organization, and specifically them. And I was sad because I could sense that it was the end. I could sense it at the end of the season, to be honest with you. I could sense it in September.
You know, the guys talked about that speech you gave right at the end.
Let me finish my thought, if you're cool with that.
Yes, sir.
And I was just, but I was also optimistic and motivated and happy to have a new challenge. I was, to myself, I was sad. I think that's a natural reaction, and I was scared. I think that's a natural reaction. But quickly, I was like, no, this is good. You need this as a man, as an individual. You need this to grow. And what is the next step you need to take? Are you done? I answered that quickly, no. So what's the answer? Let's get to work. And I worked. It's what I've gone to do, what I've moved. That's my natural instinct. When in doubt, I work. And I'm grateful I stuck it out. 4+ months of rehab, 6, 7, 8 hours a week, training, 20 hours a week. I'm proud of the work I put in, and I'm happy with where I'm at. And now I'm excited to find out if I have skills to be able to continue to play. To answer your question about I'll let you continue your thought about what I said.
Well, I was just going off of what you had just said. The guys, when they talked about your speech and to the team right at the end, I think it was the Saturday night, some of them sensed that it was like the end of something.
Absolutely not. I assumed I was coming back. Mm. I assumed in Cincinnati during the last game, I was coming back. I didn't have a doubt in my mind.
Really?
I didn't have a doubt in my mind that I'll take that back. In St. Louis, I was uncertain, but in Cincinnati, I had no doubts that I was going to come back and finish my career as a Red in any way, shape, or form, whether it's a tryout or a small contract or an option picked up. I thought for sure. And when I spoke to them, it was letting them know. I was letting the group know. The message I sent was, guys, it's Cincinnati. It's a small ballpark. Excuse me, it's a small market. But you guys, this group in this room can turn this market, can turn this city, can turn this uniform into the coolest thing in the sport. The Golden State Warriors, I referenced them, the Golden State Warriors went from modest to the coolest thing in their sport. And it's incumbent on you as a group to be the ones that changes the trajectory of an organization, to make it exciting to come to Cincinnati, to make sure the fans pack the house and show up on the road and Sunday night baseball and World Series appearances and video game covers and cartoon appearances and late night show appearances. That's you guys. You guys can change that, can make that happen. And you're so close. And I just wanted to send that message to make sure you guys know that it's your team. And it wasn't me saying goodbye at all. Okay. At all. Not at all. It was my way of saying, okay, we didn't make it this year. Fuck that. Next year, let's go nuts.
So you thought a deal like that, even if it was on a tryout, what's that?
Okay.
Yeah. Coming back with the Reds next year, even if it was something similar to what you've got here with the Jays, that was something that you envisioned late in the season as it wound down.
This is what I want. I want to do this. I recognize the fans know, the fans are smart. They know when someone stinks. They know when someone's overpaid. They know what players make. They know when players are over the hill. They know when, they understand the context of the game. They understand the context of each individual players. And I recognized that I was off for the last couple of years, but they're not in my shoes and they're not on the PT table post game and trying to work through a swing and trying to work through a game rehabbing an injury. I know the experience of I'm not quite myself. I know that. But all they see is the stats and all they see is the salary. And rightfully so, they should criticize and be dissatisfied and want to move on. So in my head, front offices and coaching, I get it. Even teammates, like, this guy fucking sucks. What are we doing here? What are we trying to do here? And so in my head, I was like, you know what? I don't even want to play like that anymore. I'm so tired of getting on a major league field and not being a productive player to help the team move forward towards a championship, move forward towards a winning season, move forward towards entertaining the fans. I loathe the idea of any sort of charity at bats and opportunities because of your legacy or what have you. It makes me sick. And so I swear to goodness, I was doing the very, very best I could with, while also trying to get myself fully strong and healthy. And I promise that I thought I performed super well given the degree of difficulty, but it still wasn't good enough. So in my head, I was like, okay, no problem. Let's just make it easy on an organization. Let's make it easy. I'll come back, and if it's a no, hey, and I'm still craving playing, then I'll go with another team. That's where my head's at right here in Toronto. I've said that to the GM and the manager. Listen, I'm gonna do the very best I can to prepare. I promise you this. I'll work towards being as ready as I can. I'll show good performance. If not, see ya, adios. That's enough. So,
do you have enough time to show that before the season starts?
I'm not even thinking about the season starting. I'm thinking about preparing to get to mid-season form. I'm not thinking about. I don't think about anything other than the preparation, and I leave it in their hands. I signed an NRI minor league deal, and my expectation is to go to the minor leagues. That's where my head is at. I don't think about anything other than being a capable player that they can be excited to put on their roster. And if that's not at the major league level to start the season, I'm fully ready to prepare down there.
Did you have major league offers, guaranteed deals?
I sensed that they were approaching, but it was getting too late. I mean, you can see how the league is shaking itself out, or how free agency is moving forward.
Yeah.
There's lots of really good players that still don't have jobs.
Seriously.
And I'm not one of those guys right now. I was not the starting DH for the All-Star team. I was not the Cy Young winner last year. So who am I to demand a major league job when those guys don't have them? So,
what do you think's going on?
I don't want to get into that. I have no idea. And I don't think anything's going on. I don't want to say I don't think anything's going on. I want to say I have no idea what is going on. I'm not even thinking about it.
Was Toronto in your mind all along kind of like, if it wasn't going to be the Reds, that would be kind of poetic or nice or just comfortable or any of those types of things, like the next best thing?
My heart was set on returning and finishing my career in one uniform. There's no doubt about that. And when I found out that wasn't going to be the case, then there were very few options that I'd be willing to accept this sort of deal with.
Okay, broad question here, and knowing your kind of creative genius on social media and things like that, you take this wherever you want. Can you go home again?
What do you mean?
Like Toronto? Like that's home, right?
Yeah, of course.
And you said a bib when you were small, a little Blue Jay, and now you're in a Blue Jays uniform for the first time. That's going to be like literally home.
Yeah.
This is a different point in your life and career, though, than it would have been had they drafted you or had you gone as a free agent a decade ago. So I guess I'm asking, like, at this point, can you go home again? You never go.
I've been recognizable for almost 15 years. You know, mm-hmm. Had a lot of success in my adult life, and most people just want to say hello. So as far as going home, I'm going home. All people do is just say hello. They want a picture sometimes, but most people just want to say hello. And it's kind of nice to be in the community and be recognized.
Best case scenario on this, I mean, do you, obviously you proved to yourself that yes, you can keep doing this the way you feel you can. Have you even thought about like beyond this year?
No, I'm thinking about preparing as well as I can to be as sharp as I can for my, the key for me in preparation this year is to be consistent, be versatile. I don't know if I'm going to play in the major leagues again, if I'm going to get one at bat, or if I'm going to get 700 plate appearances. If I'm going to play 2, 3, 4 more years, I have no clue. But I view this as a window to move towards the opportunity to play consistently. The other thing too, I am from Toronto, and I was on my parents' couch when Joe Carter hit that home run to walk off the World Series. These are fond, fond memories. So the idea of being a part of a Toronto parade and being a part of a city celebration at home, wow. Wow, that could be amazing.
Last thing, just, I talked to Nick a couple of weeks ago. I'd asked if he'd been in touch with you, knew anything that was going on with you. He said he hadn't. But he said that the one thing he said was, after all said and done, you know, the door is always open there. I would imagine you would probably believe as much. But anytime you want to go back there, is that something that you think about? That someday that you would go back and be part of the Reds organization in another capacity?
I'm not thinking about that right now. I'm in a major league uniform, yeah. In major league camp.
I just had to ask, but I figured you seem pretty laser focused. I mean, day one, you get a physical. By noon, you're working out for hours.
Yeah. I've been training all offseason. I've been chomping at the bit. I can't wait to get in the game. I'm about ready. I'll be ready to get in the game after tomorrow.
Wow. Wow. Well, I hope this goes well for you.
It is going well for me.
Good.
It's going
good.
And I haven't said this, but this is exactly what I wanted. I wanted the opportunity, with the pressure off, to be able to prove that I'm healthy again. I'm 40, man. You're threading a needle trying to play well in this game at this age. I can't imagine it's a difficult game. I'm confident and optimistic, but I do recognize that it's the odds are against me, and I love that.
Yeah, the odds definitely seem to be against him. But the guess here is that he's healthy enough to give the Blue Jays just enough cover to do what they probably want to do anyway, and that he finds a place on the roster. From there, who knows? They'll be keeping an eye on him in Toronto to see if he can get the 25 hits to catch Larry Walker for the career record for a Canadian-born big leaguer, or maybe even the 27 homers to catch Larry Walker for that Canadian record. And maybe he'll even be working on helping the Jays get to a World Series that would be the first of his career by the time the Reds show up to Toronto in late August. The Reds also planning to be working on the same thing. For now, that's it for this edition of the Big Pod Machine. Jason Williams and I will be back together again on the next edition as we kick off the new baseball season. For Jason, this is Gordon Wittenmeyer. Talk to you then.